You're listening to WMUC College Park. I'm Greg Freeman.
Tell me I'm fine, cause I don't know if I'm still alive. Told myself that I would follow my dreams, cause I don't think that they would care if I died. I told them it's getting harder to try. There's no point, I feel like this all the time. I can see through all the tears that I cry, but I don't care, I just pretended to smile. So I'm letting it go. One day we're close again, I guess. And I'm still so alone. I hope this is the worst that I ever will get. So I'm letting it go. Until one day we're close again, I guess. Cause you ripped a hole into my chest. But I'll still love you with everything left.
And I don't think I could ever hurt you. Like or not, baby, this is not a and back to my normal life that I revert to the someone that could hurt you. Every second on my bother, I think I should just go cut you off. Why do I even bother? I know you don't even care at all. Situation's kinda crazy, babe, my head straight through the wall. So I should probably
so just let it go. Until one day we're close again, I guess. And I'm still so
was almond, David and Adam, sons to Eden and Asa, cousins to Ishmael, once removed, and up the line to their grandparents, their receding deep set faces that were lost to history, that were lost to history. So here I am, staring up at the family portrait decades later, under the hang of sycamores, under the hang of sycamores. And in that line, they were merchants, goldsmiths, traders, and importers, on a star from Aleppo, on a star from Aleppo. Ishmael once removed, up the line to their grandparents, their receding deep set faces that were lost to history, that were lost to history. So here I am, staring up at the family portrait decades later, under the hang of sycamores, under the hang of sycamores. Thank you.
Yes, hello, everyone out there in Radio Land. My name is Vic Chestnut, and you're listening to WMUC. Dig it.
Thank you. I'm not afraid to die. Hey, this is Anthony from Circa Survive, and you're listening to WMUC, and you're gonna die in 7 days.
Angel Spit! Hey, this is Zoot Von Ruck from Angel Spit, and you are listening to WMUC-FM, College Park.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed. Well, it's official. We already knew that factory farming techniques wreak havoc on the environment and the Chesapeake Bay. Now, a report in the New England Journal of Medicine has shown that there are perils for humans directly as well. Recently, a 12-year-old Nebraska boy fell ill with salmonella poisoning. However, treatment with conventional antibiotics proved ineffective. Researchers determined that the boy had previously been exposed to a similar antibiotic that was being given to cattle on the farm where he lived. This exposure rendered his treatment ineffective and illustrates another reason why factory farming is threatening both the environment and the public health.
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club. For more information, call
012-777-1111. Sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. And I have advice for all of us. I got it from our pianist, Joe Zawinul, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called Mercy. Mercy. Mercy.